This show is very not safe for work. The works being read do not represent the views of the hosts or guests. This show is a roast and should not be taken seriously.
One day he went through puberty and he felt sexually attracted to the Sphinx. He stuck his wiener in its front vagina, but once he did, his pounding penis of power made the statue tremble, causing the nose to fall off and crush him to death. Since then, he has been drawing anime fan art of anthropomorphic animal bitches with big asses and titties and sticking his dicks in squirrels.
Wow. I don't know how to process that.
Are we still talking about David?
It's Friday Night Fan Fiction Season
12.
Super hilarious, mega funny intro bumper or whatever.
Cold this morning we've had was -5 Celsius, and we get up to about 11 degrees or so Celsius. I'll let you guys figure the American units and freedoms.
You said -4 Celsius or -5?
-4 and -5.
Something like 26 degrees?
Well, 0 is 32 degrees.
Yeah, I know.
Anything above -10 is still t-shirt weather for you, Logan, right?
Yeah.
Do you actually wear t-shirts in the winter?
Yes. My t-shirts are made to the proper size of my body and good fabric, so it actually insulates heat very well.
I shouldn't take this, like, as a surprise anymore. I've known you since, like, the day after you started walking when yes. You went to Otakon dressed as Link.
Yes, I was born as a 7-foot-tall 1-year-old.
And then you got shorter?
At the age of 6, I was born without a face.
So where did you find your face?
I stole it off a man.
I was asking Sean, but we're going down a lot of really weird hills now.
Don't think about it.
Just stop worrying about it so much.
Just stop. Yeah. All right, you know what? Fine.
I got my face now. We're fine.
We're going to read a Rise of the Guardians fans fiction. Fans fiction?
I thought you said we were reading Star Trek fan fiction.
There is Star Trek, but this is a quick start one. Because this is Ice Orgy of the Guardians Winter Salt Sex. Bye.
All right.
Fuckman Jenkins.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
It's by you, Logan.
No, I am not Fuckman Jenkins. Fuckman Jenkins was my father.
I thought it was Mr. Fuckman Jenkins.
I mean, it'd be Mister if you were addressing him.
True.
So that makes you Logan, son of Fuckman Jenkins.
That sounds about right.
I hope that you get knighted one day so they have to say your father's name is Fuckman Jenkins. Well, since your late dad wrote this, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, sure, why not? Summary. Jack Frost masturbates too early. Now he has to have an orgy with his friends to save Christmas. Chapter 1, Ice Orgy of the Guardians, Winter Soul Sex. It was snowing outside because Jack Frost was masturbating again. That stuff that children were playing in? His semen, not snow. But Jack couldn't help it. He was horny. But not like a frog, because that's misogynistic. Sorry? Sorry, what?
That word doesn't mean what you think it means.
No.
Every hot girl he hit on thought he was an old man because of his white hair. So he can never get a good pussy to nom nom on. He longed for a good bam bam on some girl's pebbles.
So, like, I know in anime, protagonists can have white hair, what, like, teenager? And it's like, apparently normal?
I knew a kid in my elementary school who had white hair. They weren't, like,
Albinism?
No, it wasn't albinism. They just had, like, white hair.
Yeah, some people just start going white early.
Yeah, it happens.
Yeah.
Oh. How early can people go white-haired?
Well, it was in elementary school, so, like, pretty fucking early.
Oh, any age. So you could be born looking like you're having a midlife crisis. We always make jokes about coming out fully formed. I didn't know that this could actually happen.
Yeah. Luckily for Jax Frosty, Toothiana showed up. They were standing on a frozen lake as Jack let his love rain down on the children and possibly getting many of them pregnant in the process. Sure. Jack, I thought you were going to save your jack off for Christmas. It's still a week away. Now the kids won't have a white Christmas. Sorry, Tooth, but I couldn't hold it in. I saw a stick fall into a snake hole, and I got aroused, Jack said as an excuse as he continued to plant the ground with his seed. Well, Tuthiana stared as she began to approach Jack with her breasts popped out, her nipples perked and glowing.
High beams on.
I guess we'll have to make sure it snows every day until Christmas, and that it stays plentiful so the kids can wake up one morning and be covered in white after being visited by an old magical fat man to deliver a presence of wonder down their chimney. Hmm.
Why are they talking about me?
Sorry. Her nipples began to dribble out pepper to ensure spicy sex.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Whoa. Pepper?
Pepper. Says pepper.
Is it freshly ground or is it the pre-mixed stuff? Because it could be spicy sex, but it still won't be enjoyable.
Habanero.
Okay, all right, I'm in.
Ghost chili.
Oh, I'm still in.
Jack looked very, very happy, like a small child who convinced his parents to not get a divorce. He immediately tore off his pants with his hands, which were covered in icicles of jizz, and revealed his delectable penis of the ages. He was frozen as a young child, so his dick is always hard, and it tastes like vanilla ice cream. He is that white.
Okay, despite the fact that this is the same, like, universe, because it was also Rise of the Guardians for Cold and Darkness to go well together, I'm getting a lot of similarities in the way this is being delivered.
Yeah.
I disagree. Tooth looked at it with hungry eyes, staring at it and licking her lips, moistening her lips and mouth with lubricating spit. She hurriedly got down on her knees and wrapped her cheeks around his shaft. She licked the head of his penis with her long fairy tongue and covered each inch with spit. Tuthiana felt the penis get larger and touched the roof of her mouth, and she felt the veins pop out with her tongue. Jack Frost was getting super duper aroused because his penis was being stimulated with Tooth's mouth. His balls got tensed and got tighter because of the
his
baby
balls
gravy.
Tensed, not got tensed.
His balls tensed and got tighter because of the baby gravy bubbling up in his scrotum.
I've never liked that term.
Maybe you shouldn't shoot so much baby gravy then, and then people would stop calling it.
No, I hear gravy and I think friggin' poutine. I'm not going to be shooting the brown gravy into my wife.
Hey, I will gladly shoot some gravy on your poutine if you like.
Please do not shoot your gravy onto my poutine. I will lock the doors.
You'll love it.
No!
He thrusted his pelvis to rub his wiener against her face until he finally came into her mouth. Tuthiana let the schlong dong leave her mouth and collected each drop of cum. She swished it around in her mouth and then blew it out after a while, the semen turning into snow flurries as it went past her lips.
Oh, if only semen were like double bubble bubblegum. So after, you know, you came in their mouth, they could just blow a bubble with it.
I have seen porn like that.
Yeah.
Not like the small bubbles. I mean like...
No, I have seen a big bubbles.
Okay, how big are we? Are we talking centimeters or are we talking inches?
We're talking like almost as big as a human face.
You need to send me this porn. I have to see this now.
Oh, is this your fetish?
No, it's not my fetish. I have to watch it for science.
Steve's into Hubba Bubba Cum.
No.
Steve's into Hubba Bubba Cum.
I want to see the
Hubba Bubba Cum bubble.
I won't believe it exists until I see the video.
Cum Bubble Max.
You're never going to find Cum Bubble Max in my search history. And stop fishing for an episode title.
I already did several episode titles. However, it was still not enough. Oh no, that won't be enough to last a week, Tuthiana said as she stood up. We need help. Suddenly, Baby Tooth flew gracefully out of Tooth's vagina. Magic fairy dust... No, sorry. Fairy dust swirling around her cooter and making it swell and arousal. It looked like a fish's lips had inflated like a pair of those long, skinny balloons that look like sausages.
Oh, you mean the ones that they make like fucking balloon animals with?
I think so.
I'm just trying to imagine what they're describing.
They're talking about her vagina, obviously.
Yes, but I meant the specific a fish's lips inflated with like a pair of the long skinny balloons.
Her vagina.
Okay, now I got it. We're good.
She let out a loud orgasmic gasp and Baby Tooth winked at Jack and giggled before flying into his urethra, making his penis grow in size by 2 feet. He had an erection along with that extra meaty length, so it was like 4 feet long. I'm gonna put my cock into your pussy now, warned Jack before dive bombing into her fleshy opposite attic. I think we call those basements. With his Sub-Zero sandwich. Sure. But instead of landing his plane into the airport, his penis landed into the furry, shit-encrusted anus of a large human-sized rabbit.
Oh, no.
It's like putting a shrimp on the Barbie.
Ugh. Coming right off of last week with the damn, like, the sniper accents we tried to do, that's even worse.
Scream Bunny Mund as he felt Jack's dick touch his heart from the inside of his body.
Oh, okay, that is anime style.
Yeah, I mean, it's 4 foot long, man. He had jumped into their sexual intercourse to join in and help the two guardians with their snowmaking.
Fertilize my oyster eggs.
All right. Next up is me. As Jack fucked his fat bunny asshole, Toothiana suckled his carrot cock and fondled his cotton balls from below. Baby Tooth had the rabbit gargle her dick. Jack enjoyed fucking this rabbit. I think we could just stop the story right there. Jack enjoyed fucking this rabbit. The end.
No, I'm sure it gets better as we keep going.
Wait. I'm gonna... Ah, shit.
What? What are you trying to edit?
He's trying to delete the rest of...
David enjoyed fucking...
David.
This rabbit.
He's got to be in the episode somehow.
His strange animal organs felt nice on his penis machine. Penis machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
His penis machine.
I've seen that kind of porn.
And he loved to thrust back and forth and rearrange his intestines.
You know, as you do.
Jack's dong could feel the anus engulf him. Bunnymun's anus was also spraying caramel to ensure that the penetrating petroli would keep doing what it was doing. Fucking his anus. Toothiana's teeth lightly grazed the orange, bumpy carrot chewie. She could feel her eyesight become stronger because of the nutrients of the vegetable. We've gone 12 seasons and finally we get somebody who jokes about carrots making eyesight better. Bravo! She nibbled on the tip of his dick, taking eeny bitty bites, making Bunnymund get more aroused than before. He groaned loudly, filling the air with music that made every bird in the world deep throat their worms.
What the fuck?
Baby Tooth Schwang was now full of jizzy goodness, and it was ready to burst. It looked like some German guy had glued a huge bratwurst sausage to her pelvis, and it was shaking and growing larger with each suck of Bunny Moon's mouth. The Easter Bunny bit her dick, releasing the icy winds with high velocities, more at 11. The snow was launched out of her and created a snowman, which immediately began to masturbate to the children playing!
Oh, no.
Sounds about right.
Come on!
Turn into a Gigi Allen song.
Does a snowman have a snow dick or a carrot dick?
Snow dick. Carrots only used for the nose. This family can't afford any more than one carrot.
Well, not according to that one Frozen fanfic we read.
Yeah, but this isn't Frozen. This is Rise of the Guardians. It's a less budgeted picture.
No Disney backing.
Where was I? The masturbating of the children playing. Please don't take that line out of context. Buddy Munn's cum was shot into Tooth's mouth. She swallowed it hungrily. And when she reached her orgasm, she shot out snow through her anus and her vagina. The frozen lake beneath them was now covered in fishy sleet.
Oh.
Jack's $5 footlong, which I am very upset that Subway has vastly increased the prices of their sandwiches and removed my favorite sandwich from the menu. Schlong bong dong erupted into the bunny's asshole. Bunnymun's ears leaked the icy semen and he got a brain freeze. The semen flew up into the air and made dick-shaped snowflakes, which ejaculated tinier dick snowflakes as if they were asexual bacteria.
So just normal bacteria.
Yeah.
They're dick snowflake fractals. They just go on and on forever. After the four guardians were on their back, catching their breaths after the exhausting orgy that had previously taken place, Sandy showed up. He couldn't talk, so he said this in sign language. Hey guys, can I join your sex Olympics? Sandy's friends thought about it for a moment. The offer was definitely tempting, since he was so devilishly sexy. He was so short and round, and he would be the perfect size. However, he was a sandman. That's like the opposite of snow, and the sandstorm sex action that would ensue from his genitalia would dry up all of their hard work.
Plus, Darude would be playing in the background.
If he could figure out how to get sound on his Facebook stream, yeah. Sorry, Sandy. We'd love for you to join us, said Toothiana as she rubbed her clitoris. But your sandy jizz would dry up all of the snow. I am afraid that we can't fuck you at the moment. Sandy was very disappointed at this news. He's had a crush on Bunnymund ever since they met thousands of years ago. He was secretly a furry and liked to do sex with animals in their booty holes. It all started when he first got his sand powers. He was a fat little shit kid in ancient Egypt. His parents died while making the Sphinx, so that statue was all he had left of them. He spent a lot of time with it, talking with it, and jacking off with it like a dude bro friend.
Charging up the J.O. Christos.
One day he went through puberty and he felt sexually attracted to the Sphinx. He stuck his wiener in its front vagina, but once he did, his pounding penis of power made the statue tremble, causing the nose to fall off and crush him to death. Since then, he has been drawing anime fan art of anthropomorphic animal bitches with big asses and titties and sticking his dicks in squirrels.
Wow. I don't know how to process that.
Are we still talking about David?
Anyway, Sandy was very disappointed in this news. He decided to go to the desert and stick cactuses up his sandy sphincter. Guys! Jack cried out as he looked around. We still don't have enough snow! Sean, we don't have enough snow. Go get out there.
Well, we did start charging up the snowmaking system today, looking for leaks on the...
Do it, man. Go back, yeah. Go back to work.
No, crank I don't want to go. Cum, I'm too man. Busy doing show.
Crank that cum.
crank that snow cum on the mountain, Sean.
Oh, God.
The Aussies will not snowboard if it's not there.
That is very true. I don't know how we're going to have to break the news to all the people living or coming to the ski hill to ski on cum snow, but we'll figure it out some way. I'll just play in this episode.
I remember very vividly when you came to visit me at the FNF meetup that you brought a couple of pamphlets from the ski resort that you work at.
I did.
And on page one, it says, come ride our cum snow.
I don't think it says that, but... Lol, you right, mate? We need help if we're gonna save Christmas for the children. All of this snow won't last until then. Ya bunch of buggers, said Bunnymund as he ate a shrimpo. Suddenly, they all heard this from the sky above. Ho, ho, ho! It was North, the Russian Santa Claus.
It was North from the movie North, starring Elijah Wood.
He jumped down from the sky and landed on the ground, cracking the earth beneath him and creating a huge energy crater. I have come to save my holiday! Are you pussies ready to succumb to the power of my magnificent theater? I guess I should have yelled that in Russian.
No, it's okay. I'm glad that everybody else on the mountain that lives there can hear you.
Oh, yeah. Well, quite a few of them are in Vegas right now, so... His fellow guardians nodded excitedly. They all turned around with their asses in the air and their butt cheeks spread apart, revealing their puckered anuses. North then proceeded to take off his pants and position his tender Russian cockle, readying himself for the ultimate, weird page break, penetration. He stuck his dick into Jack's ass, pulled it out, and then stuck it into Bunnymund's.
Oh, he's doing whack-a-mole with anuses.
Yeah. Then he pulled it out of his ass and stuck it into Tooth's ass. He did this over and over and over again, very fast in a repeating pattern. Each time his dick entered someone's ass, their ass doubled in size, and their stomach bulged out as if they were pregnant.
It's Soviet Russia! penis and gorgeous ass!
Oh, okay.
Great.
He screamed angrily. As his pace became quicker, their assholes were tearing at the seams due to the immense mass of his hungry Stalin stuffer. His balls were so motherfucking huge with jizz that they were drooping down and touched the ground.
Touching
the ground. They were big enough for North to sit on. They turned it into a hippity hop, I guess, just like that episode of South Park. And he did. He sat on him like a beanbag. Oh, never mind.
Whee!
He sat and lifted the three guardians. He got Jack and put him right on his penis. The penis was very long, and it was so long that it went through Jack's entire body and peeked out of his mouth. Oh, no.
Reminds me of the Justin Bieber fic where they like stuck their dick through each other.
Oh, the belly button fucking?
Yes, the belly button fucking thing.
Although in this case, it's more like a Roto-Rooter.
I'm in too deep, and I'm trying to keep my dick from coming up through her
teeth. I'm trying to keep my dick from making the wrong turn at the duodenum.
I'm not sure that there's much of another place to go after you get to the duodenum. Kind of a one-way route.
Oh no, somehow we ended up in the appendix. This is a dead end. Go back.
We should have taken a left turn at Albuquerque. He then stacked Bunnymund on top of him. The penis going through his ass as well. Oh, this is just mount your friends. The tip was now coming out of Bunnymund's mouth, and Toothiana was stacked on top of him. It was like a human centipede, but they were connected by a huge dick. Baby Tooth went behind North and stuck herself up his butt, and she began to spin around like she was... And she was like a rotating motorized butt plug. Like the thing that they put shawarma meat on.
Oh, the meat rotator?
The meat rotator.
Yeah. All right, Sean, I will give you $50 if you get the meat rotator tattooed on your penis.
Oh, shawarma.
Oh, yeah. Also, Jack's penis
Wait,
was
inside. Did you just say yeah to my bet?
No. My penis is not long enough to have meat rotator tattooed on it.
Well, I mean, you could do it in a spiral so that it goes all the way.
My penis is not big enough to have meat rotator tattooed on it.
What if we put it in like 12-point font?
My penis is not big enough to have meat rotator tattooed on it.
Aw, Sean.
If meat rotator I can get stenciled on a single grain of rice as a vanity purchase at a amusement park.
He's just going to say it again.
Yeah.
Fine. Get it tattooed on your stomach above your penis.
Hmm.
Don't say your stomach isn't big enough for the meat rotator.
No, I was going to say it's more like a movie screen.
Aww, you're trying to sadgasm your way out of agreeing to this.
Yes, I am. Also, Jack's penis was inside Bunnymund's asshole, and Bunnymund's carrot dong was in Tooth's ass and vagina at the same time.
Did it split?
No, you just penetrated through the anal vaginal wall.
Yeah.
Combo kill.
Yeah, haven't you ever done the thing where you stick one hand in the vagina and one hand in the ass and clap?
You mean the episode Vaginal Anal Hand Clapping, circa season 5?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I haven't done that. I brought it up, but I never did it. My life is a lie. Hashtag not true fact. God damn it.
North thrust it up and down as he bounced on his ball sack, shaking the guardians on his penis like a bunch of fleshy cock rubbers. They rubbed against his dick with friction, causing his schween to get harder and longer each second until it eventually reached its limit. Suddenly, with one last mighty Russian roar, he came.
Russian. Can you do that again? I accidentally interrupted your Colossus scream.
No, just edit yourself out saying that.
I'm too lazy. Do it again.
I can't.
Are you dying?
Yes.
All right, Logan, get 2 tickets to Canada and bring the meat rotator.
All right.
He jizzed extremely hard, and the combined jizzing effects on his team combined into a swirling pillar of cum. It shot into the sky like a huge death laser, and once it reached the Earth's outer atmosphere, it exploded.
Kaboom.
The jizzy, icy goodness covered the entire planet in a thick cloud of gray. It immediately began to rain down the ultimate winter blizzard. The blizzard froze everything. Every family was shut into their own homes, and they had to keep warm by having incestual orgies.
Makes sense. That's how we survived the Dark Ages.
I don't think they were called the Dark Ages because the sun went out and people had to have incestual orgies for warmth.
You know, I think I might have missed that week of class with bronchitis. Please keep reading.
Families across the world had sex together until everyone eventually died a week later on Christmas, either by starvation, sickness, or STDs. And it's all thanks to those who made it all possible, the very beings who promised to protect humanity for all eternity, the Guardians.
I don't know why this was left on the cutting room floor from the actual movie. This seems like it would fit right in.
I don't know. I never watched that movie.
I've seen snippets. I also have not seen, like, the entirety of it.
Well, now that you have a child, you'll have to watch every child movie ever.
Unless my child is like that other child that only watches the B movie.
Or your child could be like me, where they only watch the Eyewitness Science show.
Eyewitness Science? Oh, I know which one. I have a VHS special of the Eyewitness Dinosaurs special.
Yeah, everybody had that.
Yeah, that's great. I need to go dig out all of those school library books I borrowed, never took back, and kept until adulthood.
Yeah, that's a crime. I'm gonna tell the government on you.
That's fine. Because the phrase is be gay, do crimes, right? Right.
Whatever, criminal.
Moving on! It's Star Trek time!
Yay.
Oh.
Yay.
This is called Per Hormones by Logical Heart. There's a link. There's another link.
Summary. On the surface of a new planet, a simple investigation transforms into something totally unexpected. / McCoy Spock, warning explicit scene, first fic. Hope you enjoy it. Chapter 1, Per Hormones. My first fic here. I speak French, so please forgive my mistakes.
This is great.
Spock McCoy / with explicit scene. I do not own Star Trek. I hope you like it and please review. Smiley face. The Enterprise was shipping around a new...
Sorry, that already got me. God,
the Enterprise was shipping around a new planet class M. They called it Neculus 15. Their green planet was quite big.
No, go back. In French, there are no Roman numerals, so you have to say that.
Is that true?
I'm saying it, so do it.
Oh, okay. Right, I forgot. Anything said on the internet's true. They called it Neculus XV. Ugh. The green planet was quite big, and the captain insisted that I, two other science officers, two security member... Fucking hell. I, two other science officer, two security member... and the Dr. McCoy should go and take some data for Starfleet. Well, maybe the animal, the planet, or the mineral down there could be useful to them in many ways.
Into.
Fucking goddamn this. Into many ways. So we beamed down here about 1 hour ago. Me and what person? Is this second person? The dreaded second person?
Maybe. Seems like it.
Me and the chief medical officer, Dr. McCoy, are waiting for the report of the two science officers. Spock, maybe we should check if we could find them. Leonard said it with concern in his voice. Wait, so that was Spock speaking and they just called him by the actor's first name. You are right, doctor. They do not respond to my call. Spock replied, standing up. No, that wasn't Spock responding to himself. Or maybe it was. I'm actually very confused at this point. His brown eyes were looking across the vegetation. Well, as far as his Vulcan eyes could see, and the
well,
CMO... Well, as far his Vulcan eyes could see, and the CMO followed him. The vegetation was dense and green, just like those old Earth movie... when they see wild animals in the jungle. The doctor kept his hand on his medikit while the other was retraining the branch from coming into his eyes. All the good doctor could see was the back and the ass of Spock, and God, he hate to admit it, but these cheeks were so damn sexy.
Huh, their English gets a lot better when they start talking about the sexy stuff.
Interesting how that may be the only part they proofread.
Oh, wait, never mind, I read ahead.
Did I just thought sexy? Must be the humidity coming to my nerves. Yeah, I could be that, or it must be that. Are you okay, doctor? Asked Spock, turning around to look at him with him. His piercing eyes seemed to, like, right inside his soul. Yeah, just worried about the science officer and the two security guards. They were supposed to meet us or to report with the communicator. I wonder what happened to them. Spock nodded and turned his back to Leonard.
Is back.
Spock nodded and turned his back to Leonard. They kept walking that way until they reached a waterfall. The Vulcan looked all around with what the doctor guessed was curiosity. He opened his communicator and tried to call the officer again. Spock to science officer. Please report, please.
I got a D-minus, Spock. Sorry.
Kane here. We tried to respond many times to your call, but it seems that the vegetation is really dense and interfered. We are at a cave entering. The security guards make sure it's okay on the area here so we can take some rocks. We will report back in 3 hours, Mr. Spock. Is that all right? Hearing the respond, the doctor muscles relaxed a bit. Spock seems less tense too. All right, officer. Report in 3 hours. We will keep investigates here. Spock out. Spock to Enterprise. Kirk here. Is everything all right, Mr. Spock? Jim's voice was concerned. Everything is all right, Captain. Just report. Would you like to speak with the doctor? Said Spock stoically. Asked Spock stoically. The doctor arched an eyebrow and took the communicator. McCoy here. Doctor, is everything all right with the health of the team? Asked Kirk with a point of amusement. Well, nothing to declare except that Mr. Spock seems to be fascinated with the wonderful vegetation.
Yes. And
seem to be fascinated by the wonderful vegetation. But I guess he would say it's logical when you see something interesting, so everything is all right. Quite true, Doctor.
That sentence did not need to exist.
No.
I agree.
This fic does not need to exist.
I agree that this fic does not need to exist.
The CMO rolled his eyes and waited for response. Okay, so have fun, Doctor, and I'm pleased to hear that Spock finds it interesting. Kirk out! McCoy closed the communicator. McCoy closed the communicator and handed it back to Spock. Their hand brushed lightly, and they gazed at each other. The sound of the planet was relaxing. A noise snapped them back to reality.
Oops, there goes gravity.
Yeah. Something was moving near them. Spock seeks for his gun, but did not find it. Doctor, I cannot find my phaser. It could have fallen down into the dense vegetation. Please stay back. We don't know what it could be. The doctor looked around and moved quickly behind Spock. He was shaking and the adrenaline was running fast through his veins. From here, he could see Spock's body tense, ready to defend. His muscles tensed. McCoy could see it through his blue science officer shirt. The noise stopped. The silence was quite uncomfortable. Just like something gonna happen. Spock turned around. His brown eyes were going from right to left. A big noise then. Doctor, quick move! What? He felt a weight on him. Something was on him. And then he felt claws getting into his back skin. Spock! The doctor yelled with pain. Spock rushed to the doctor and attacked the beast barehand. Lying on the ground, the doctor looked the fight horrified. Will Spock survive to that kind of wildcat? Spock took the beast head into his arm and killed it with fierce.
All right.
Did I see rage on Spock's face just now? Just right now. Spock was already on the doctor's side and scanning him. Spock, I'm sorry. I should have moved my body. It hurts. Were you angry just? Quit talking, doctor. I am going to fix it, said the Vulcan. He frowned his eyebrows and teared the shirt apart. The intervention took a few minutes. Sean, we need to talk to you about your sadgasm pizza parties. They're really eating into the show's budget at this point.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I should go to rehab.
I'm glad you can recognize that, but there's a difference between should and will. Are you gonna?
Will I?
Yes.
No, I'm Sean.
Fuck you. That was a good one. Spock brought Leonard near the waterfall and cleaned his skin. The doctor was sweating a little bit. His blue eyes opened to look at Spock. Not bad, Spock. If you weren't a unemotional goblin, I would say that you were nervous to loose me.
Oh, he'll loose him later on. Just you wait.
Didn't Spock have like an 18-inch long penis that was like forest green and tasted like what the fuck, wasabi? Ugh.
With the Brillo pad.
Running through the hallways.
And dying raccoon.
I'll be next to you, Doctor. You should rest. Don't worry. We've lost the communicator, too. The creature crushed it. I'll try to fix it. McCoy tried to respond, but his voice seemed so far that he just nodded and his eyes closed. He could feel Spock's presence next to him and the Vulcan heat radiate from his body. He fell into Morpheus's arms?
Who? Morpheus.
Oh, he fell asleep. I get it. When he regained consciousness, his eyes opened of a centimeter to familiarize with the light. It was the night, and Spock and made a fire in the conventional way. Where's Spock? Where's Poochie? The doctor was about to move when he heard a water moving noise. He froze and looked at the waterfall. There was something.
It was just there, suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
It appeared out of nowhere.
There was something or someone here. A shadow moved from the riverside to the waterfall. The clear water crashed on the body. There was an 18-car pileup. All the doctor could see was a flat stomach with nicely shaped pectoral muscles. Leonard's eyes getting used to the darkness, contrasting with the fire and the moonlight. This body got his eyes stuck. Ow. The water trailed down this torso, and the river's censured just at an interesting point. Dear God.
It's fine. They said they were French, not good at English.
No, I know, but censured is just a really funny word to substitute with censored. Dear God, this is not a woman. Why do I keep looking? Oh, you might be gay, bro. Well, a man can thinks another is well-built. It does not mean... Well, but I don't know if they say it's normal when you really want to touch them, I'm just tired. All right, John, you're up.
No, he's just tired. He's not gay.
Yeah.
Is it gay to be tired?
Is there like a meter where the more tired you get, the more gay you become?
Yes.
I need to find this meter, and I need Jenner to confirm as a second person that this actually exists.
The body moved, and a head appeared from the waterfall.
This body's not dead!
The moon lit enough for the doctor to see a pointed ear. Oh, crap.
Oh, crap!
A blush spread on the face of the CMO. I must look away. Leonard tried to look away, but this damn hobgoblin got his body stuck.
Hobgoblin? Why does he keep using such terms?
I guess the writer is a fan of the goblin family from Spider-Man.
Or... lives in the town of Neilbog.
Hmm.
But that's goblin backwards.
Curse those Vulcan. Must be another recurrent trait of their race. Being fucking mesmerizing when naked. Damn it. Spock was coming this way, and his eyes still opened. It took everything and every power of will of the great doctor to close his eyes. The watery noise was coming. Now, McCoy could hear the water fell down on something hard like a rock.
Kadunk.
Spock was near, and he knew. Leonard H. McCoy, keep your fucking eyes closed, he thought. He thought to himself. He forced him to keep calm. His breathing was fast, and I was certain Spock would hear it. Switching viewpoints? Okay. Spock got dressed. Not dressed, he got a dress. And ran a hand to the doctor's torso. As hard as it was, the doctor tried to stay unconscious. The Vulcan finger ran on his firm torso when suddenly it stopped dead on one of his lung. What?
What?
Just shoved his finger right through his chest into his lung? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't you do that?
I mean, I don't, but I assume you do everything.
Yes.
Only on Fridays. It's what the kids are doing on TikTok these days.
Oh, the chest finger challenge?
Yes.
Yeah.
Kids, don't do it. It's a ploy.
It's a marketing scheme for Big Lung.
A strange noise. Doctor, asked Spock with interest. Doctor, please wake up. Hum? What is it, Spock? Asked Leonard nervously. You are making a strange noise, just like you are purring. I what? The affirmation totally caught the CMO by surprise. He tried to listen, but there were no noise. What are you talking about? I do not purr. I am a doctor, not a kitty, answered McCoy with impatience. I assure doctor that I heard you purring. I...
Meow.
Doctor.
Meow.
Do you trust me? He slowly turned into a cat boy. The Vulcan eyes were curious, and the doctor's one totally puzzled. I think, yeah. Yes, why? Spock moved his hand on the doctor's torso. Leonard enjoyed it, but he would never admit it. The purring sound came back, and now he could hear it. It was coming from inside him.
Meow, I've eaten a cat!
Doctor, you are purring, said Spock with interest. I know. Well, yeah, but it must be something. Maybe this beast gave me a disease. That make you purr like a cat? If McCoy didn't know Spock like that, he would say he makes fun of him right now. I don't know. Did you fix the communicator? We should report that to Jim. It's not quite unusual, isn't it? Or usual, isn't? Yes, I did. You can call him now. Bones took the communicator and opened it. McCoy to Enterprise. Bones, I was concerned. Spock, tell me about the attack. Are you all right? The captain's voice was nervous. He probably worried about his friends.
I never worry about my friends.
Yeah, but there's something strange about it. I think I should stay here. I don't know what's going to happen next. I request that me and stay here to make sure it's not harmful. What is happening, Bones? The doctor was shaky, and he blushed furiously. He hesitated, but...
But? You said but. All right, Logan, go ahead.
I know.
We'll finish this story.
All right.
Bones, what's going on? Asked Jim with insistence. Well, are you alone? The bridge's crew member looked with interest. No. 1 second. Transfer this in my quarter. I'll be back. The doctor waited, and Spock looked at him the whole time. Just like he wanted to see through his mind.
Thought his mind.
Yeah.
Thought it. See thought his mind. Sure. Whatever, that makes it better. Well, Jim, this is the first time of my life I see something like this. Like that. Bones, please don't make me wait. I'm really nervous and concerned. What is it? Spock actually pointed out that I... He paused. I'm not going to say that I do. Bones?
That do I.
That do I? Bones, I purr.
Yes, I have bones.
Yes.
Bones. 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 There was an awkward silence. Leonard was sure he heard a repressed laugh.
Yeah.
You what? McCoy, can you repeat? I purr, damn it, Jim. It is already hard to admit it. Don't make fun of me. You must admit, Doctor. That is quite unusual. Spock, keep your pointy ears out of it. Said the doctor with a deadly look. Bones, I assure you, no one will know until you can point out what is happening. No one will know until you can point out what is happening. Got it.
Yeah.
Sure. I'll beam up the other three crew members and keep report every 3 hours.
The other crew members.
Yeah, I said other crew members.
You said other three.
No, I didn't.
Yes, you did.
Yes, you did.
Check the recording. I'll beam
up the
other crew members and keep report every 3 hours.
That is Spock? A mistake to ask the editor to check the recording.
Check the recording.
Oh, that I'm saying that.
Check the recording.
Stop saying check the recording.
Oh, wait, my recording only has my end. Shit.
I'll send you the Craig so that you can be an unbiased observer.
I won't listen to it.
Oh, no, I'm biased as fuck.
Spock came closer to the communicator. Yes, Captain? Keep that pussy in security, Kirk out. All right.
Mic drop.
Mic drop.
All right.
Jim cut the communication before Bones could get mad at him, but he sure was smiling from the Enterprise. McCoy could see it from where he was. Even before he starts to fulminate, he felt the breath of Spock on his cheek. He closed his eyes and started purring again. Oh, gad! Even before he starts to fulminate, he felt the breath of Spock on his cheek. He closed his eyes and started purring again. Oh, gad! Will it stop now? Shouted Leonard angrily at himself. With a lot of chance, it will go before he notices what make me purr like a little kitty. Doctor, the deep voice muttered in his ear. He almost felt the Vulcan's lips on his ear. What again? All of this was starting on his nerves. You have cat ear. The doctor stood up faster than necessary and looked at his reflection in the river. Himself with brown cat's ears. Before the sun wake, I'll be a furking monster. He tough with sadness and fear.
He tough.
He could see his ears get down like a scowled or sad kitty would.
Would do.
Which fuck would do. Spock's reflection was now next to his. Doctor, you also a tail. You have also a tail. Bones turned his head right round to saw the brown tail moving slowly on the ground. It was too much of his medical mind, too much for his medical mind, and he blacked out. Voices, a deep voice brought back Leonard from his sleep. Yes, Captain. How is he, Spock?
Well, he's coming to grips with the fact that he's a furry and he's passed out twice. I don't know how you want to deal with that, Captain, but...
Just ship him off to a furry con.
The way that this is written, because the English is not the author's native language, it does kind of sound like an elementary school kid subconsciously getting into furrydom. And I don't know, since I'm not a furry, I don't know when people typically start gravitating towards the furry. Like...
Usually after they watch Robin Hood, that DreamWorks movie for the first time.
Or Disney Robin Hood?
I thought it was DreamWorks.
No. It's the classic Disney animated.
Whatever.
If you're a furry and you're listening to this either live or in post, like, just hop in our Discord and just give me your answer to this. When did you start furrying?
Yeah, which furry thing did you jack off to first?
Was your furry awakening?
Yeah, what was your furry awakening? Not your first jack-off experience. I don't need to know that.
Well, we can know both if you want to.
Yes, but I'm saying I don't need to know that.
We don't need to, but that doesn't just mean we won't say no.
I would say, quite shocked, I would too. Well, take care of him. Kirk out.
Mic drop.
Kirk, the dad that's never there. Spock turned around and saw the doctor stretched like in a cat way. The brown eyes analyzed every movement. Then McCoy sat and rubbed his eyes. One of his cat's ear twitched a bit, and his tail moved from right to left. It's just winding up. Spock tough McCoy was what human may call cute at this moment. The blue eyes were so piercing when he looked at the Vulcan. What is it, Spock? Don't tell me I got something more, nor I'll gonna die. Said the doctor with fear. No, just tough that. Well, it's nothing. I reported to the captain and analyzed your body.
Analyzed? Not without consent, you didn't. Bones,
this is a medical emergency, Sean.
Oh.
Bones blushed a bit when he heard the analyzed your body. In a medical way, don't think too much.
Oh, thank God.
And I think it won't get worse for now. You've got more hormones, so maybe you are gonna feel dizzy and your temperature will raise a bit. I don't know much more about it except that you're gonna feel like a teenage boy mixed with a cat doctor.
What?
What? Again? Nanny? What? Okay. Declared Spock, looking to the scanner. Oh, how delightful. I'm gonna need some pussy to calm my hormones. Spock, can you hand me your phaser so I could spare me this distasteful experience from me and you? He asked with sarcasm. It would be illogical to, oh, quit it, you green-blooded thing. Ouch, to the Hulk.
Can you see that I'm gonna get mad if you say logic again? Snapped the angry kitty-like CMO.
I'm more of a razor guy.
Spock closed his mouth and approached McCoy. His blue eyes followed his step. I thought the way it was worded is that his eyes came after he walked to McCoy. You know, we didn't pay the animators enough to have the eyes stay in the head, so they come a little bit later. The Vulcan sat down next to the doctor as he lifted one of his hands. Bones were still mad because his ears were down in an aggressive way. Spock took one of the ear between his finger and caressed it. The brown tail moved frenetically, and the Vulcan ear could hear the doctor's purr. Hum, feel good, keep going. The hot hand moved to the hair, petting them with attention. The purr got louder and louder. God damn that Vulcan, what is he doing? Where is his logic when I need it? Then the doctor closed his eyes with pleasure. Something hot pressed on the tip of ear, then get off.
Oh no, that's not medically sanctioned.
It must be Ponfar, that's right, Wolf. What was that? Spock? Yes, doctor? Asked the first officer getting away. Did you just kiss my lovely cat ear? He asked with incomprehension. I don't know what you are talking about, doctor, was the only response he got. Oh, don't try this with me, you fucking A branch was moving in front of him. It snapped him out of his anger and got him stuck. He could feel his tail moving frenetically and his body tense. I'm not about to play with this, am I? Spock moved the branch one time and the doctor played with it, trying to catch it. Spock, damn it, I'm a doctor, not toy.
One of both.
Author, I hope that your English got better after you wrote this. He yelled with a blush across his face. Sorry, doctor, tried to figure out if you had the cat-like reflexes. Yes, so what? If you want to play with me, get your Vulcan ass here and touch me. Oh, God.
As soon as the words got out of his mouth, he realized what he said. He blushed hard.
That happened to me too.
And his eyes widened. A light green blush got on Spock's face. What the fuck? What did a say that? I'll say I'm tired. Maybe his logical brain will accept it. Wait, is he blushing? Well, doctor, I guess you are a little bit tired. I'm going to let you sleep, said Spock, confused, as far as he could. The science officer moved away. Oh no, you are not going to leave me now. I'm not going to sleep. Spock turned around.
Hey, Sean, that's no skin off my back. You can hang out here all night if you want.
Yeah, sure. Spock turned around to saw the kitty in half, apparently. McCoy jumped on him. They both fell on the ground. Leonard on Spock. Did you just blush, Mr. Spock? Asked Bones slyly.
Why does a Leonard on Spock sound like an order you'd make at a bagel shop? Can I get a... What was it again?
Leonard on
a
Spock.
Leonard on Spock?
Yeah, like, let me get a Leonard on Spock, toasted with cream cheese and hash browns.
What would be on the Leonard on Spock?
Okay, I'll figure this one out. I was raised by a Jewish family. Bagel finesse is in my blood. So you read and I'll figure it out.
No, doctor. The words were spoke fast. McCoy could feel the Vulcan heartbeat under him. Their breaths were sharp and hot. Well, who's a scaredy cat here? Bone said with a winning smile. I do not feel. It would be illogical to say that I'm afraid. The brown tail caressed the Vulcan crotch. Bones could feel the body under him tense, and the heart beat race faster. Spock swallowed hard and looked away from the blue eyes. White dragon.
Okay, I figured it out. A Leonard on Spock.
Uh-huh.
And we're going to go with Leonard because, you know, he's a doctor, so we're going to go healthy. Let's get some avocado, smoked salmon, and a sunny side up egg. And because Spock is logical, he's absolutely boring. Whole wheat bagel. That's the Leonard on Spock.
No, I can dig it. Enjoy it, Mr. Icy Heart.
I feel like it needs something else. Gotta have something sour to go with it.
Because of Leonard?
He's logical. No, I'm talking about Spock. He's logical, but is a sour disposition. So.
All right, fine. Instead of a whole wheat pumpernickel bagel.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah, there you go.
That's disgusting. I'm no longer on board.
The hormones were taking effects on McCoy before he can manage to control them. He approached his face from the Vulcan's ear. From here, Leonard could feel Spock breathing on his cat ear, caressing its fur. Bones slid his tongue on the tip of Spock's... On the tip of Spock's ear that let out a soft moan. Electricity to the doctor's body. Will you do that for me again? Please?
Yes, I will make you another Leonard on Spock if you really want it.
Asked Bones sensually, knowing his lips were touching Spock's ear. Aye. Yes, you will. You know why? No, doctor, said Spock out of breath. Because you're making me mad. I've seen you earlier under that waterfall, and I couldn't snap my eyes off your deadly Vulcan body. You got me hooked to this pretty ass of yours. I want to get you angry so much often just to hear you scream my name. The fire was spreading between them so fast. Spock's body was shaking his human side, wanting to step out. So he did what was logical to him. If he could not take it, he would take him. He crushed his mouth on the doctor's one with such desire that they rolled on the ground. Spock moaned a bit just enough for Bones to push his tongue in the hot like hell mouth of the Vulcan. Their tongues wrestled for a minute until they needed air. Spock's logical side snapped in. What if someone see us? We are all alone here. You know what humans say. When the cat's away, the mice will play.
I've never heard a human say that ever.
I don't think
that's
said.
People say that.
Who?
I don't think it applies to this, but yes, of course, answered the doctor with a sparkle in one of desire in his eyes. I fail to understand the sense of this, doctor. Bones approached his lips from the pointy ear and whispered, my name is Leonard. You better remember it. Because you're going to yell it all night long.
Oh, Jesus Leonard. Christ. Oh, God.
Leonard.
Leonard. You amazingly tasty smoked salmon avocado sunny side up egg.
On pumpernickel. Pumpernickel me harder, daddy.
Only when you say my name, say Leonard.
Leonard. Leonard is a name I don't think that could be yelled seductively. No offense to Leonard's. I just don't think it's possible.
Oh, Leonard! Leonard!
Email FridayNightFic@gmail.com with your seductive recording screaming the name Leonard.
Oh, let's find out. Steve-O, are you for or against microwave grape nuts?
Are we good? Are we good?
I don't know. Are you for or against microwave grape nuts?
Well, does my disconnect not convey to you how much I dislike anything with grape nuts, period? Microwave be damned.
Oh, no, it conveyed it.
Oh, I thought you were leaving to go eat them.
Yeah, I was like, Oh my God, I'm so hungry. I could totally use a bowl of grape nuts literally right now, and I will microwave it.
You know what? That's great. That's right. You know, in our general area, we have four specific chats. The shame-filled, cutesy embossed diary, all kinds of meetups, current events discussion, and it used to be pizza chat, now it's going to be grape nuts chat. How do you like that?
I don't care. I don't pay attention to that chat.
Yeah.
Did you finish, Sean?
No, I still have one paragraph left.
Okay, go ahead. I'm never eating grape nuts.
The green blush growing on Spock's face. How could logic win against a hot, purring doctor? Still, mind struggling, Bones bit the tips of the ear. Oh, grape nut. Grape nuts.
No.
Microwave Logan, you're grape up. You get nuts. You get the sexy stuff. Grape nuts are forbidden.
I thought we were only doing a short recording today. This is basically the same as our normal recording.
I didn't think it would take us this long to get through this because it doesn't have as many words, but the slowdown from the lack of English has made it difficult. So yeah, just the show.
I'm on page 8, right?
Yes.
All right.
Yes.
A loud and deep moan manages to escape from Spock's lips.
Grape nuts.
Stop talking about grape nuts!
The purring kitty started to suck, kiss, and bit every skin he could on the neck of his object of desire.
Cat teeth are sharp, yo.
What's my name? Asked McCoy, gripping Spock's shirt.
What's my name? Grape nuts.
Grape nuts, McCoy. He responded with pure ecstasy, melting from his voice. Say it again.
Grape if that nuts. Isn't somebody's damn patron name this time, I'm gonna go make it my Steam name, Grape Nuts McCoy.
Say it again. Bones asks one more time before touching the vocal.
You can say Grape Nuts more seductively than you say Leonard.
Oh, Grape Nuts
Please
McCoy.
Please don't stop.
Yes.
Grape Nuts has more of a seductive lilt to it than Leonard does.
The brown eyes was so pleading.
Wait.
Burning
Mitch
furiously.
Mitch McConnell. Eating Grape Nuts.
No! That kills libido for the entire planet. I'm not having nomming Mitch McConnell be our recurring gag this season.
Too late.
Over my dead body. Because he apparently will never die.
Don't worry, I won't. Said the doctor.
Oh, I thought you were going to say, don't worry, we got it taken care of, Steve.
We took his own shirt off.
We all know that Logan can't die.
Right.
And Spock did the same. Spock's hands traveled with interest on Grape Nut's torso.
15%.
Touching everything, just like he wanted to register everything in his mind. The doctor purred loudly when he played with the already hard nipples. Soft moans with the already... Wait, soft moans coming from Bones' neck. Throat. Fuck.
Coming form.
Fuck! Soft moans coming form Bones' throat. Spock enjoyed it. Enjoyed to see the doctor completely open to his pleasure. The hot Vulcan mouth sucked it slowly, taking his time. The mouth was so damn hotter than human one. Leonard was about to lit up his treatment.
Up under this treatment.
Grape Nuts was about to lit up under this treatment. His hand was running in the back of Spock. When Spock trailed his tongue on his stomach, the doctor couldn't repress a shivers.
Grape Nuts!
His nail pinned in the body, torturing him, leaving green mark. Spock's eyes closed with the pain mixed with pleasure.
Oh.
Damn, he felt so much emotion at the same time. It was so wrong as a Vulcan, but it felt so right. I am the one that will make you purr like a Grape
that
Nuts.
Make.
That make you purr like a Grape Nuts, said the doctor, taking Grape Nuts' already hard penis. He cried out with pleasure, feeling the Grape Nuts on his erection, caressing. Pressing, pumping
God damn
through.
It.
It's just funny to me. Bumping through his Grape Nuts was exiting much more exiting. Wait, what?
Exiting.
Exiting much more than exiting. The doctor knew it. He took down the pant and stared at the erect cock under his eyes. Spock seemed so open, so unashamed. His body lowered.
So ready for love.
Facing the pulsing penis. Bones kissed all the length of it before licked the tip, causing Spock's jaw to tighten a bit before let out a growl.
He fed through a bunch of fillings.
The CMO cupped his balls before engulfed the penis in his mouth. He had never sucked a man before, but he surely knew how he would love to. He sucked hard, running his tongue on the tip while he pumped the member on a frenetic rhythm. Spock's hand caressed his cat-like ear, making the doctor purr with pleasure. The vibrations were taking the Vulcan on the edge. He pleaded, moaned, gasped. His pace was so fast that he thought it was about to explode. Thyla.
Thyla?
Thyla? Spock Thyla. Muttered. The blue eyes looked at him with lust and love. The eyes took him over the edge. Leonard! Yelled Spock.
Jesus Grape Christ, nuts! Sean, I never
mouth.
Want a oh, box of swallow. Grape Nuts to come behind me and grab me firmly.
You sure know how to purr, Spock.
Apparently they were made by Kellogg's.
Of course they are.
Which explains a lot.
Tease
well,
the doctor.
I know what I'm going to go as for Halloween, the scariest fucking thing in reality.
Grape Nuts
robot? Human-sized box of Grape Nuts.
Oh, with the one beefy arm?
Trogdor's bastard son.
Teased the doctor, moving its tail with interest. Is tail. I think I must verify if you can do it better, Leonard.
Stronger, faster.
Whatever.
The word were spoke between two deep breath. The doctor was sit now, and Spock did the same. He leaned forward to meet the doctor's mouth, tasting his own seat a bit. The kiss was soft, but sensual and insistent. Spock wanted him right now. The Vulcan kissed the cat ear when he opened the doctor trouser. He could feel the hard member in his hand. It was so delightful. The hand caressed all the length, encircling on the tips. McCoy was purring. His pleasure radiated from his shaky body. He needed Spock to come so badly. His bulging penis was pressed against Spock's palm. Bones totally mule under the treatment. Spock lowered his head to bit one nipple and continued on his way down. His breath was getting faster too. His burning tongue licked the penis.
Does Bones have more than one set of nipples at this point?
Maybe.
I'm not prepared to ask that question, 12? But if you are, you can take my spot reading, so you're up next.
Spock, please, faster.
Grape nuts, I need it. Give me more.
Pleaded the doctor when Spock's hand masturbated him. Grape nut alternate between licking his cock tips. Multiple tips? I guess he's a hemipene now.
Yeah.
Pumping the member hard and massaging the doctor's balls. All right, I'm close, Grape Nuts, advised Grape Nuts. Come, Grape Nuts.
I'm not going to come, Grape Nuts. That implies that I will be shoving Grape Nuts into my urethra to come out later.
No, we can surgically implant them inside of you so that they come out only.
I don't want a Grape Nuts dispenser inside my body.
Come on, it won't even be as bad as, like,
I swear to fuck if you put on the Grape Nuts costume and come behind me.
Recreate that photo.
Yeah, don't do that. I will call the cops.
Where does Val stand on you becoming a Grape Nuts dispenser?
I wouldn't know. She's been in class the whole time, but I'm assuming she's against it because she doesn't want to have granola semen inside her vaginal canal.
Who wouldn't?
It doesn't have to go in her vaginal canal.
God damn it.
And it's not granola.
What is it?
I believe it's oat bran. Yeah.
Is it?
No, if it was granola, it'd be a good cereal.
You are as much of a Grape Nuts hater as I am.
No. See, granola is good, and I'm pretty sure it's not granola.
Okay.
Made from flour, salt, and dried yeast.
Made from the fractured remnants of my shattered dreams.
Hmm. Where am I? Oh, said Grape Nuts, getting more and more aroused by the CMO. I thought this said eating his name. Earing his name, he moaned with white pleasure. Spock.
Huh.
Grape Nuts can need his treatment.
Apparently, Grape Nuts ice cream is a very popular regional dish in parts of Canada.
I've never heard of it.
Maybe it's just not the Canada you're familiar with.
Yeah, well, Canada is a very large country, so yeah.
It says the Canadian Maritimes, Nova Scotia.
Oh, East Coast.
Yeah.
So BDSM, face-sitting, lesbian.
Variations of ice cream with Grape Nuts are also called brown bread ice cream.
Brown bread?
Hmm.
All right. Finish reading this. Let's cap it off.
I want you to come, Grape Nuts. There was a loud moan, and the doctor came in the Vulcan's hand. His panted for what seemed to be a minute or two. Grape Nuts? The husky voice asked. Yes, Grape Nuts? It seems you've lost your cat attribute. McCoy looked down to see the ears and tail. The hormone must have gone, so they fell down. The doctor's eyes paused on the very aroused Vulcan. Well, Grape Nuts, it seems I must verify if the hormones are gone.
You are an odd fellow, Grape Nuts, but I must say you steam a good ham.
Size, as in the weapon size. Grape Nuts, with a suggestive smile. Grape Nuts to Grape Nuts. Grape Nuts looked for the communicator. Grape Nuts kept on touching his sensitive skin, kissing him on the neck.
Don't do that!
Grape Nuts here. Is everything okay, Grape Nuts?
No, it's not. Strange. I need you to stop saying Grape Nuts.
Noise in the background, asked the captain with curiosity. Get that communicators down and fuck me now, you damn goblin, grumbled the doctor. Grape Nuts and Grape Nuts are quite okay. I'll report in 3 hours. Grape Nuts out. Mic drop. Grape Nuts closed the communicator and kissed back his Thyla. On the Enterprise, everyone was stunned. Did I just hear what I heard?
I don't know. Did you hear what you heard?
Wow, that's a meta question.
I think we should not disturb until the report in 3 hours, said the captain, eyes fully opened.
And hand down his pants.
On the planet's surface, you seem emotional when filled with lust, you little Vulcan brat.
Filled of lust.
Oh, when filled of lust, you little Vulcan brat. You should shut it, Grape Nuts. I'll keep it this way all night long, teased the Vulcan. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah. No. Hell no. No more Grape Nuts. I'm done. I'd rather no more Grape Nuts ever, please. Thank you. All right. I'll read the patron list since I didn't get the last page. Hopefully everybody comes back next week. All right. Starting with Tier 1 Smut Secretaries. Attention Deficit Party Horse, Bosku, Grass Dragon, Neon Binary Rose, Pestilence, Santa Grimnar, and William Shaprinsky. Our Genital Guardians, thank you even more. Angel Bane, Chirpy, Disambiguity, Discuss, I'm only just Fizz in the off-season. Steve, I'm gonna have to DM you that I'm getting the feeling you actually forgot to start changing it again.
Yep.
The Goat Suit Stare at Men, The Judge, The Jury, and The Exegutter, two-time World Heavyweight Champion Thunder God Matthew J., and a super-duper special thanks to the Bulgie beneficiaries, 12 Grape Nuts, Advent Dawn, Cranky Pants, McCum Bucket, Dump Truck Treg Borschwitz, Evan Baumel, Put Grape Nuts McCoy Playing with the Ouya and Stevo's Butt, You Cowards.
Yeah.
Terrors, Wage, and Wolves. How much did the Grape Nuts Company pay you to mention them constantly for the rest of the show?
I cannot disclose my Grape Nuts money. Unfortunately, I am under NDA.